In my lesson today, I'm going to be dealing with verses 4, 5, and 6 from the 5th chapter of the book of James. I'll read them to you. Behold, the wages of the laborers who have reaped your fields, which you have kept back by fraud, cries out, and the cries of them which have harvested your fields are entered into the ears of the Lord. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. In these scriptures that I read to you, I find that God is as much concerned with how we earn our money and how we spend our money as he is with how much we put into the collection plate. God condemns those who grow wealthy by exploiting the labor of others and by intimidating the innocent. Here we find a Hebrew parallel structure common in the Old Testament, which the second thought repeats the first in slightly different forms. In the first clause here, it is the wages of the laborers that cry out. In the second clause, it is the cry of them that have reaped your fields that enter into the ears of the Lord. This language reflects God's Old Testament law for the laborer. In Deuteronomy chapter 24, God says, pay his daily wages before the sun goes down, for he is in need, and his heart is set on it, unless he cry out to the Lord against you, and it becomes sin in you. Verse 6 reflects the wealth that was acquired by fraudulent court actions. James referred to the rich who draw you before the judgment seats. He does not resist you. It may be because he doesn't have the means to hire adequate legal counsel. In the courts, the influential rich have condemned and ruined the poor man who could not afford the fee for a lawyer or bribe for the judge. The helplessness of the victims only increased the guilt of the oppressor. When the desires for wealth will make a man take another's living or his actual life, greed has become murder. Riches condemn all who use them for purely personal pleasure. You have spent your years here on this earth having fun and satisfying your every whim. There are many interpretations of that phrase, in the day of slaughter. Perhaps it had a reference to the Jewish feast days when many sacrifices were slaughtered. So it may be that they lived as if every day was a day of sacrifices, a festival day, and hereby your hearts are fattened and nourished to pride and insensitivity and wants and afflictions of others. And then it says, you will pay with your lives for the indulgence that has cost you your victims their lives, the victims of your social and judicial oppression. I know people personally who have not dealt uprightly in their dealings with other people. I was having breakfast one morning with a couple of my members, and they were telling me how that they were repairing one of the widow houses in town. She called them and told them, I have a soft place in my floor. Would you come and check it out? So they did. They found out they had a rotten beam underneath. They told her, we can fix it for $3,500. And so he said, this is what we're in the process of doing. He said, we found out that it would not take very long to fix, that it was simple, that we could have fixed it in 6 hours. But we'd already given her a price of $3,500. So what we do, we go under and beat and bang on the floor and lay there and talk and trying to spend enough time to justify the $3,500 price that we gave her, rather than tell her that it would be a simple job, that we can fix it for $1,000. No, they didn't say that. They took the advantage of this widow. Of such behavior, God is not pleased. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.